Since mid-May, a massive food distribution program assembled in just days has put boxes of food into the hands of thousands of Vermonters. The effort is part of a $3 billion federal program designed both to support farmers and to supply nutrition to those in need. The food box contract was just renewed for $8.5 million. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, questions persist about whether this is the best way to feed the hungry.
The National Guard and its partners have perfected their work since the first chaotic free food event in Berlin in mid-May. On that day, 1,900 cars showed up at the local airport and jammed traffic for miles. Some left in frustration after waiting up to 6 hours. It's a different experience today for Kelly Conant of Milton. She got an assigned time online, and when she drove up to the distribution site at the Shelburne Museum, mask-wearing soldiers had the food in her minivan within minutes. The hard part, she says, was asking for help.
I grew up on a farm, you know, where I always, you know, worked and provided, and then to have to ask is hard, because you know, you always do so well for so long, and then something so fast just kind of hits you, and then it's you don't know what to do, but it's nice to know that everybody's like kind of coming together, and it's like you're not alone, and there's people that will help you if you ask.
Conant has kept her job at a store through the crisis, but she says her husband was laid off. The ample food box, with about 25 pounds of fresh produce, cheese, milk, and pre-cooked chicken, helps feed her family.
So it definitely makes up that slack of what we're missing right now.
The food box program, the formal name is the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, is a signature piece of the Trump administration's response to the COVID-19 crisis. It's had mixed success around the country, although in Vermont the only real logistical hang-up was that first day in Berlin. But anti-hunger experts say the food box program was designed to help farmers first and feed people second.
It came together very quickly without the input of anti-hunger advocates or people who have experience doing mass feeding like this is requiring.
Nicole Whalen is communications director for the Vermont Food Bank, the statewide nonprofit tapped to help with the food distribution.
Essentially, they issued a RFP for distributors throughout the country to bid on the opportunity to purchase, pack, and deliver food, produce, dairy, and meat for people in need.
That's where the Abbey Group, based in Franklin County, came in. The family-owned food service company started small 25 years ago with a restaurant in Sheldon and later some local contracts for school meals and corporate dining rooms, and now operates in 4 states. Nina Hansen, the company's senior vice president, says there was a fierce scramble at the beginning to meet the government's request for proposal.
I think we had 2.5 days, actually, to put in a bid and, you know, talk to farmers, talk to dairies, try and get as much legwork done as we could. And put in a bid, and we were awarded the contract. We were thrilled.
The initial contract for May through June was for $5.4 million. The lion's share went to the Abbey Group. The Abbey Group, in turn, worked with regional dairy processors and food wholesalers to source and assemble the boxes. Hansen says the federal money has helped the Abbey Group offset other losses from their restaurant and school business. And as the work scaled up, the company actually hired people to pack boxes of cheese. Hansen says they try to buy local as much as possible, except for the pre-cooked chicken, which comes from a Wisconsin company.
It helps our farmers out and is helping to develop a resilient local food system that, you know, if anything happened where we're cut off from Florida or Georgia or California, you know, Vermont can feed itself.
This program was designed for farmers and food distributors. It was not the design of the program and the reasons for it were not really about feeding people.
John Sales is CEO of the Vermont Food Bank. He says just think of all the handling, packing, loading, and unloading it takes to get all this stuff in one place.
Mass food distribution is logistically challenging. It's expensive. People get what they get. You know, you don't get to choose what's the right food. It's not culturally appropriate. It's not appropriate to medical conditions people may have.
Sales says the best way to feed people isn't some high-profile new initiative. It's the food stamp program that's been around since the 1960s, now known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. In Vermont, recipients get a special debit card they use to buy the food of their choice. In March, about 70,000 people were enrolled and got $10.7 million in benefits.
We're really encouraging people to sign up for that. You know, that way you can access food without having to make plans on somebody else's schedule to show up in your car and have boxes of food put in the trunk.
Sales would like to see the federal government broaden SNAP's income eligibility standards. For a family of four, it's now about $3,900 a month, so more could get help during the economic crisis. Human Services Secretary Mike Smith agrees.
We need to get those in need onto sustainable programs, food assistance programs, SNAP or Three Squares, as we call it in Vermont. We need to give those in need some dignity in how we distribute food to them.
Nicole Whalen of the Food Bank says the food box idea was kicking around the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a while as an alternative to food stamps. But it became reality in the early days of the COVID crisis when the administration wanted to help farmers and food distributors.
And so this is essentially a bailout for those industries. It's product that needs to be purchased from farmers. It's giving money to businesses to do it. Really has left people who are actually struggling with hunger as an afterthought.
Back at the Shelburne Museum, National Guard team leader Dan Delorier says that after 6 weeks of experience, they've gotten pretty good at moving boxes.
I mean, we're really efficient with this. There's other states that are asking us what we're doing, you know, and how we're doing it.
Today, they'll hand out 830 sets of food, about two sets per car, assuming everybody who registered shows up. If there's any left, it's sent to the food bank.
We don't want to go back with any food at the end of the day, so we're trying to run the numbers, but we end up having to take some back and then having to coordinate with that to have the other trucks come and take that away. It's been kind of challenging in that aspect.
Delorier was in Wilmington last week, the same area of the Deerfield Valley where he served in 2011 after Tropical Storm Irene. The difference now, he says, is that this disaster is slow rolling.
That was, you know, the hurricane came through initially to wash everything out. You kind of knew, you kind of set up a timeline of where and when it was going to end, you know, but this one, you don't know when it's going to end. And depending on if a so-called second wave hits, you don't know.
The next round of the food box distribution will be in smaller, more regional sites like local food pantries to make it even easier for people in all parts of the state to access the free food. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.